Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, didn't you do a broadcast on KBIX when you were a kid?
I believe I did, with my two sisters.
I didn't realize you had two sisters.
Uh-huh. We had a trio, and we did it with a guitar player. Parker Noble was his name.
And what was it, a 15-minute or 30-minute show?
15-minute show.
Did you live in Muskogee at that time?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
For about 8 months or so, I went to the 7th grade in Muskogee.
In the 7th grade,
right.
A.R., Alice Robertson? Or
I don't remember the school.
Well, I tell you, Patty, we've talked about that on our history shows a lot, and it's just really a great pleasure talking to the Singing Rays.
Thank you.
Now, were you sponsored by Paige Dearie later?
No, that was when I came here to Tulsa and got a job on KTUL.
And that's when you changed your name. What was the trio's name?
Well, actually, the trio's name was the Fowler Sisters.
Okay, the Fowler Sisters.
Uh-huh. And then I got a job on the radio station here, and it was a weekly show, and my real name is Clara Ann Fowler. And so they called me Ann Fowler. They said, can we drop the Clara? And I said, of course. And then they had another weekly show, variety show, and they asked if I would mind being called Ann Foster. So I said, no, they wanted to have a big roster of stars. I said, no, I don't mind. You know, when you're 13, 14, you don't really know what you're doing anyway. Sure. Then when I was on these two different shows, there was a girl called Patty Page. She was on a show called Meet Patty Page, sponsored by the Page Milk Company. And she was leaving the station to go out and try it in the big time. And they asked me if I would audition for the show, and I said, of course. I did, and I got the job, and I became Patty Page.
Now, what happened to that other Patty Page?
I have no idea.
Well, it was a successful change for you, that's for sure.
Yes, it was.
Now, this new version of the new Tennessee Waltz,
uh-huh.
That's incredible. I love that.
Thank you.
Oh my, but you have a pretty face. You favor a boy that I knew. I imagine that he's still in Tennessee. I know I should be there too. I've a sadness too sad to be true. But I left Tennessee in a hurry, dear, the same way that I'm leaving you. Because love is mainly just memories, and everyone's got them a few. So when I'm gone, I'll be glad to love you. At the brand new Tennessee Waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee Waltz, there's no telling who will be there. When I leave, it'll be like I found your love, descending Victorian stairs. I'm feeling like one of your photographs, trapped while I'm putting on airs, and getting even by asking who cares. At the brand new Tennessee Waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee Waltz, there's no telling who will be there. So have all of your passionate violins play a tune for a Tennessee kid who's feeling like leaving another town with no place to go if she did. 'Cause they'll catch you wherever you're here. At the brand new Tennessee Waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee Waltz, there's no telling who will be there. Thank you.
Now, how did that Tennessee Waltz come about anyway?
The original one?
Uh-huh.
Well, we had an office in the Brill Building in New York, and Billboard Magazine, to this day, I think they still have an office in that building.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reviewers and critics was coming out of the building when my manager was going in this one Wednesday or Thursday, and they review the night before, and he said, "Jack, we just reviewed a record last night in the rhythm and blues field, and it was a country song, and it was done by Erskine Hawkins. And I think if Patty got a hold of it, it would be a pop mash." And so he sent a copy of the record or the music down later, and I had a record date coming up, and we just added it onto the date as a fifth side, because Mercury really was looking for something obscure to put on the other side.
Was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night. My darling, to the Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. How much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee
Back in those days, Patty, that happened a lot with the record companies. The B-side would end up being the hit.
Yes, it sure would.
And Boogie Woogie Santa
Claus. Right, because it was being released, you know, the end of November or the middle, And only Christmas songs would sell at that time.
And that was back when everybody had a Christmas song, and everybody on the radio, their shows had a Christmas flavor and all that
right.
kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
That was Boogie Woogie Santa. Was
Nobody ever heard it.
Yeah, well, I would love to find a copy of that. I'd love to play it.
Someone played it the other day.
I have a link to your website, MissPattyPage.com.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed over there, where do you live now in New England?
We live in a town called Bath, New Hampshire.
Uh-huh. And you have some syrup. Is that your,
yes,
your product?
Yes, we do.
Is that your product?
Yes, it is. The syrup that sings. We have a cap that when you unscrew it, it will play a song that I sing that was written for the maple syrup and about New England's syrup.
Is it a very long song?
No, it's only about 20 seconds.
We'll have to plug that in and get a tape of that and put it on the air unless you'd like to sing it for me.
Yeah, well, it goes to... From Maine to Cape Cod, you're gonna know. Moonlight and magic makes it all so. You're sure to find New England's best. And yes, Patty's good name adds to the charm. Da-da-da-da.
That's great. Patty Page, I know you got to get a writing. You got a big performance tonight and tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center.
With the Philharmonic.
I understand from people that have been around some of the rehearsals that it's fantastic.
I hope so.
And we really appreciate you taking time out to come back on KBIX Radio. One final thing.
Yeah.
What happened to the other two Fowler sisters?
Well, one of them is gone, but the other one is still living here in Tulsa. And there were 8 girls of us in our family. There are only 4 of us left, and there were 3 boys, and there are none of those left. So life goes on.
Yes, that's true. But you do still have a sister here in Oklahoma.
In Tulsa, one in Oklahoma City.
Great.
And one in Wichita.
So you get back in this area every once in a
while. Yes, I do.
Hey, great to see you and great
Thanks,
to talk
Jerry.
To you.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.